It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The highly contagious Delta COVID-19 variant, originally discovered in India, is spreading quickly in Mesa County. For weeks, case numbers have been rising. Jeff Coor, the director of the county health department, released a public health warning yesterday urging residents to get vaccinated and to stay home if they're sick.
We're considering this an emergency because our case count is driven by this widespread community transmission of the Delta variant in Mesa County. We're a huge hotspot.
The county has nearly 250 cases per 100,000 people, but a vaccination rate of just under 40%. In Denver, some 70% of residents have had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Those numbers are as of this week and include people 12 and over. Hospitalization rates in Denver have also dropped. The city says it has reached President Biden's vaccination goal nearly a month before the target date of July 4th. Metropolitan State University in Denver says it will give free tuition to five students who get vaccinated against COVID-19. The so-called Rowdy Return Scholarship will award up to $8,100 to five undergraduate students who get at least one dose of the vaccine by mid-July. The drawing is in August. State wildlife officials say this is the time of year when they see an increase in deer and elk along I-25, where a woman was killed in an accident Monday. She pulled over after hitting an elk near Castle Rock. Then she was hit by another vehicle as she got out of her car. CDOT's Chuck Cotardo says the state has considered 8-foot fencing to keep wildlife off the highway in that area, but it's no guarantee.
So you get a deer or an elk that gets up to the fence, it follows it to the end, and it crosses the interstate anyway. And that's what we're worried about right now, and we're discussing, and we're trying to figure out an innovative solution around that.
Wildlife managers say deer and elk south of Denver near the Pike National Forest are more active compared to other parts of the state. And the Front Range has sunny weather today and highs mostly in the 90s today and all the way into the weekend. This is CPR News.